speaking today with Issa Dadouche, who is running for City Council at Large Number 4. Issa, thank you for speaking with me today. Why are you running for this office?
I'm running for this office because I believe I want to see our elected officials truly represent the people that they elected them into office. I believe in open, transparent government. I'm a firm believer that I love Houston so much, I would like to see Houston as the place of choice. To come here where everybody, the next generation of workforce, are well-trained, are provided the best education. And I can tell you, we have an area, this is an area that we need to be concentrating, educating our next generation of workforce and providing the training necessary to have a robust, sustainable growth. One thing this is lacking over here, and I see specifically in the construction industry, I see many contractors right now use a labor force to do construction as an owner, and I'd like to see the owner, meaning the city of Houston or somebody like Houston Independent School District or Houston Community College, owners demand better, highly qualified labor force. And that's something that I see a problem right now within Houston, that we don't have the well-trained labor force that addresses these issues. So I want to be educated with this. And most of all, I see Houston, specifically the city of Houston, as a multi-dollar corporation that is the chair of this, that is headed by a board of directors, and the chair of this board of directors is the mayor, and the council members are the board of directors. And their responsibility is to run this operations like a business, efficiently. They have a responsibility to identify duplications within city governments, within city departments, eliminate any duplication, and then delayer organization and make it very efficient. And I'd like to see a government that is less government, less regulations. The more regulations that we have, the more it will really tighten up. The private industry will shut down. The less regulation that you have, then the more that you will see this private industry prospers and really creates more jobs. And in closing, I am a Republican. I'm a pro-life Republican, and that's what I hold my values, my core values, in this. And I hope that I have the people's support when they listen to my message.
Okay. You kind of got into this race right at the filing deadline. What was the reason for the timing of your entry?
The reason for the timing is I wanted to give Houston a choice. And I have been in the public sector for over 25 years. And I can tell you, I've been in the city, with the city of Houston for 23 years of that. And I want to give Houston a choice. And I believe that I can bring new leadership to City Hall that really that truly represents the people that elect them into office. I believe in that I will not be attached to any special interest group, and that's the reason I made the decision to jump into the race.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about your experience with the city. You served for 6 years as the manager of general services, I believe it was.
I was the director of
general services. I was primarily under Mayor White, it looks like, from the timeline. Tell me about what it was you did.
Well, as the director of the general service department, we had several divisions. We were responsible for all the vertical construction, with the exception, when I mean vertical construction, I'm talking about city-owned facilities, with the exception of the airport and convention and entertainment. Libraries, police stations, general government, like buildings like 611 Walker, 1200 Travis, anything that is vertical structure, we were responsible for. We were responsible for the planning, design, construction, maintenance, and operations, including security and energy management. So our department literally was referred to as the in-house developer for the city of Houston. What made our department unique is that we were a support department to other departments. So we worked with other departments that are providing services to the public. We were behind the scene department to serve those departments to make sure that they really provided the needed support to keep their facilities up and running. I joined the city in 1988 from a very, very humble beginning. I joined it as an inspector level 3 project administrator. I grew through, I rose through the ranks very quickly from an inspector to an assistant project manager to senior project manager to division head, division manager to assistant director, and then the head of chief of design and construction. And then ultimately, under Bill White, I became the director of the General Service Department.
Now, it's my understanding, after, you know, the recent bond issue that the city had ratified this past November included some funds for city buildings. And
yes,
it's my understanding from talking to other council members and whatnot that the city has a lot of unmet need in terms of upkeep of its buildings. What's your view on that, and what do you think should be done about it?
Well, one thing that I can tell you, most of our buildings are 50 years or older. If you can imagine, that's really 50-year-old building is...
In Houston, those are antiques.
Those are antiques. That's considered antiques. I agree with you. Not only that, they don't function and they do not meet our needs. I'll give you an example, 1200 Travis building. I believe strongly that it does not meet...
What building is that?
That's the police department headquarters.
It
does not meet the needs of the Houston Police Department right now. Take the 61 Reasoner building, the Reasoner complex. It does not meet the needs of the Houston Police Department operations today or even in the future. Therefore, we need to start investing into our vertical infrastructure and infrastructure as a whole. Maintain what we have right now. This is critical that we maintain. I see us building a lot of new places, but we need to also address the critical needs. Just like as I gave you an example, which is 1200 Travis, which is the police department headquarters, and 61 Reasoner, also the headquarters for the fire department, that needs to be addressed. We need to create an environment. And when your buildings are 50 years old and they have not truly been maintained, or we have not invested in upkeep of these buildings, you're not creating an environment that is conducive to working. We want to attract new recruits, and when you have an environment that is a good working environment, you're going to attract higher caliber people that want to come and join the city.
That kind of investment obviously takes a fair amount of money. What is your overview of the city's financial situation at this time and its capacity to do the sorts of things that you're talking about?
One of the things, the good thing about the financial situation for our city, Houston as a whole, it is not unlike any other cities that were bankrupt because of the downturn in the economy in 2008. And I don't want to speak about Detroit, but you know, we're not Detroit. Houston was, when I was in 2008, I can tell you we had a very, very strong mayor Mayor Bill White, that instituted policies in place that really made, that put the city on the right track to make sure that we don't have the financial meltdown that other cities have. And at the same time, I want to commend Mayor Parker for also carrying the torch and also instituting good business policies to keep our financial situation strong. Yes, we had a downturn. Yes, our tax revenue dropped. Yes, it was a rough couple of years or 3 years. But I think I'm seeing that in 2014, our revenues are coming up. The good news is Houston was maybe the last to be hit in the nation, as always, due to this financial crisis, but we are the first to come up. And I see us coming back on 2014. With that said, as more revenues come in, Charles, I want us to really be smart and start and be an organization that is data-driven, do not make decisions based on politics. Let's talk about, as more revenues come in, let's start addressing the infrastructure of our facilities. As more revenues come in, let's talk about how can we make our infrastructure more stable. And that's what I'd like to see, because I think good days are coming before us.
Okay. Well, one part of infrastructure, of course, is roads and drainage, and the vehicle for that now is Rebuild Houston. What's
Yes.
your view of how Rebuild Houston is working, and where do you see any opportunities to improve it?
It has been working, and I can tell you, we want to make sure that what the voters voted on is really followed. And I believe that it's more. I know that the city of Houston has done very, very well over the past couple of years after the passing of this there are a lot of work to do. It is work in progress, and I think we're on the right track.
Okay. To get back to finances for a minute, when the discussion turns to Houston's finances, oftentimes the chief topic is the pensions. As you know, Mayor Parker has been trying to get the legislature to pass a bill that would subject the firefighters' pension fund to meet and confer requirements, as the police and municipal pension funds are. She's not been successful with that. The firefighters resist the idea. Do you support that effort to get a bill passed in the legislature to subject the firefighters' pension fund to meet and confer?
No, I don't. And I'll tell you why. I think we need to honor the contracts that we have in place. We need to honor our commitments to the firefighters when they join. If we want to change policies moving forward, from this point moving forward, this is the time to sit down and talk about it. But I can tell you, we should not. I support the firefighters on this one over here, and I am. I don't believe this is good practice that we're going to start questioning changing the way we do business just because things are different.
Well, since you have a lot of experience in construction, I'm sure you have some opinions on the recent changes made to Chapter 42 having to do with the city's development and density codes. What's your view on that?
Well, Charles, it brings me back to the first point that I was trying to make over here. I am a firm believer in less government, less regulations. But at the same time, when I see some, I'm a firm believer in this entrepreneurial culture that we need to have. That you know, less regulations, so we can grow faster. Where the private sector can come in and do good, sound business decisions that ultimately benefits the community also. But at the same time, I'm having a serious problem where I see specifically relative.
City, you know, unlike some cities, Houston city government isn't directly involved with education. So where do you see opportunities as a council member, as a member of Houston city government, to do something about that?
Well, it starts with the owner. The city of Houston is an owner, and we can demand specifically on the construction side, we can demand a higher caliber workforce. And I can tell you right now, most contractors within the city right now, what they use is what we call labor pool. They just hire people off the street, and to that person that they hire, it's not a career. It is not a career with that company that they can be trained and developed and retained, where their training is passed on to the next generation. But rather, this is a labor pool that they come in, do a job at a low wage, and they move on. What I think, as an owner, we need to start demanding a higher caliber, well qualified, technically skilled trades that work on our construction projects. And when you start demanding this as an owner, demanding that the contractors have well-trained employees, you're going to see investment, you're going to see more vocational schools coming out, people are more trained to meet the requirement. At the end of the day, and I'll tell you why I'm So when you have
talk about reasons people come to Houston, quality of life. One of the things that Houston has gained a reputation for in recent days is for being a great place to eat. We have excellent restaurants and a dynamic food culture, and our food trucks have been at the forefront of that. As you know, a few months ago, they came before city council to ask for changes to current ordinances that would allow them to operate downtown, where they currently cannot operate. No action was taken at the time, but I'm sure it's going to come up again in the future. Do you support efforts by the food truck vendors to change the ordinances to allow them to operate downtown?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that, again, we need to have less regulations and less government. I mean, what happened to this entrepreneurial culture that we wanted to create, that wanted people, they want to be their own business? I mean, let's not shut them down. If they want to, they can be operating wherever they can, as long as they don't, they follow the health rules. Yes, I do support it.
Okay. As you know, there's currently a charter amendment forbids it from offering domestic partner benefits, or now it's sometimes called plus one benefits. Just today in the news, as we talk, Mayor Parker has said that, you know, that this is something she would like to see addressed, perhaps in her third term. Is that something you would support?
What I can tell you this, I think this is a subject matter that should be up for debate and discuss. Whether I'll support it, that's yet. It needs to be debated. It needs to be discussed. It needs to be addressed. And what is the intent? Is it because of financial issue? If it's a financial issue, do we have the financing to support it? And then, what is the intent that we're doing over here? But I believe this is a subject matter that needs to be discussed, needs to be addressed, and voted on.
Okay. And I'm asking everybody, who are you supporting for mayor this November?
Well, let me tell you this. I mean, there are two. I like Mayor Parker. I've known her as a council member. She's done a very good job as a council member. I've known her as a controller. She's done a good job as a controller. I've seen what she's done as a mayor, and I do like her very much. At the same time, I like also Ben Hall. I have seen him as when he was the city attorney. He ran a professional office. He ran the department in a professional manner. I like the way he ran it. So I am. My job as a council member is to work with whoever the mayor will be. As you know, council members do not present ordinances. Maybe they can ask the ordinances to be presented. But it's this is a mayor. This is a strong mayor form of government, where the mayor sets the agenda, and as a council member. When elected, I want to work with the mayor. I want to work with the mayor on addressing all the agenda items that he brings before council for approval. And I want to make sure that it truly represents the best interests of the community.
Okay. And when people go to vote in November to elect someone for at-large number four, why should they vote for you and not for the current incumbent in at-large number four, Councilmember Bradford?
Councilmember Bradford is a good man, and I've known him for quite some time, when he was a police chief and as a council member, when I was the head of the General Service Department. What I wanted to do is I wanted to give Houston a choice. What I bring to the table is a person that has very strong operations background. While I understand that I'm not going to be, if elected, I will not be on the operations side. I'll be on the policymaker side and working with the mayor. But at least I can identify opportunities within city government where we can eliminate duplications within city departments, where we can make sure that all city departments focus solely on the core services that they provide. At the same time, I want to make sure that we have less regulations and less governance, so we can have this entrepreneurial culture that Houston has always had to continue. And I want to make sure that the next generation of workforce is the best of the best in Houston. I love Houston. It is incredible. It's the cost of living is amazing, and we need more people. Houston is going to grow probably over the 10, 20 years, is going to double in size. So we want to make sure that we have a sustainable growth. And what I bring to the table is experience in understanding city operations, understanding all city departments, because I work with them. They were a support department to the general services department. And I can work with that, and I can work with the mayor in addressing these issues, identifying deficiencies, and making Houston a more efficient place to be.
All right, Issa Dadouche, thank you very much for talking to me today.